We are now holding, about to start the 8th bracha of Shemini Esrei. And we're really not doing any justice to the Shemini Esrei because we're doing one bracha each year. And we could probably spend a lifetime on each bracha. But it is what it is.
Start again.
Huh?
We start again from the beginning.
So the 8th bracha is the bracha of Refa'enu. So we say, Refa'enu Hashem v'neirofei, heal us Hashem and we will be healed. Hishienu v'nivashaya, save us and we will be saved. Kisi hilasenu ata, for you are our praise. Bring complete recovery for all our ailments. For you are God, King, the faithful and compassionate healer. Baruch atu Hashem. Blessed are you, Hashem, Roifei Choylei Amo Yisrael, who heals the sick of his people, Yisrael. The Levush writes that the bracha of Refa'enu was established based on the bracha that the Malachim said, the angels said, the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem Roifei Choylei Amo Yisrael, when Refoel healed Avraham Avinu. After the Bris Mila, we know that one of the three angels that came to Avraham Avinu was Refoel to heal him. And when he healed Avraham, the angel said Baruch Ata Hashem Roifei Choylei Amo Yisrael. And that is what this bracha is based upon. Now, this bracha is very much associated with the mitzvah Bris Mila. Besides the fact that the angels said this bracha when Refoel healed Avraham Avinu after the Bris Mila, the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, the Yud Zayin Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Umaro Uloima Refua Bishminis. Why did Chazal establish the tefillah of Refa'enu, the tefillah of healing, as the 8th bracha? Omer Rabacha, says Rabacha, Metoich shenitna mila b'shminis. Since mila, the mitzvah of bris mila, is on the 8th day, shetzricha refuah, and mila requires necessitates a cure. The fikach kavua b'shminis. That is why Chazal established Refa'enu as the 8th bracha. So this bracha of Refa'enu is very much associated with Mila. Besides the fact that Refoel healed Avraham Avinu from the bris Mila, the whole reason why it's established as the 8th bracha is because Mila, which is on the 8th day, requires a refuah. There's a Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer is in Parshas Nitzavim. He brings the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Gemara talks about the advantage and the tremendous mila of the midah of anova, of humility, and how despicable gaiva is, how despicable arrogance is. And the Gemara says, according to one opinion, that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to have a shmini shebishminis of gaiva, an eighth of an eighth of gaiva. 164th. So obvious kasha is what kind of shear is an eighth of an eighth? What does that mean? That's how much gaiva a person's allowed to have, an eighth of an eighth of gaiva. And then Chassam Sefer points out that there's a balaturim on the pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, mi yala lanu hashamayim. It says in the pasuk that a person shouldn't say mi yala lanu hashamayim. Who's going to go out? Who's going to ascend to heaven to get us the Torah? Loi bashamayim, he is not in heaven. He says the balaturim that the Rosh Tevis, the first letters of mi yala lanu hashamayim is mila. As the Balaturim says, and the Chassam Sefer says, what the Shaykh is? Me, Yallah, Hashemayim, et Mila, what does one thing have to do with the other? So the Chassam Sefer explains this based on another Gemara. The Gemara says that David HaMelech went into the Beis HaMerchatz. He went into the bathhouse and he realized that he was Orum min HaMitzvot. He realized that he was naked of mitzvot. And he became very sad. And then he realized, as the Gemara, that he has the Bris Mila, and he became happy, and he's saying Lamanatzeach al Hashminis. Lamanatzeach al Hashminis. The Bris Mila is called the Shminis, the eighth, because it's on the eighth day. He said Lamanatzeach al Hashminis. So the kasha is, what do you mean he didn't have mitzvahs? He had beard and payas. What do you mean he didn't have mitzvahs? How is he Aram and Amitzvahs? Right? Don't have a head beard and pace, right?
Red
huh?
Red.
Says the Chassam Sofer that Beis HaMerchatz doesn't mean a physical bathhouse. Beis HaMerchatz means that he went to rinse his pnimius. He went to wash himself out internally. He did tshuva. And David HaMelech was analyzing all the mitzvahs he's ever done from the day he was born until that day. And David HaMelech discounted every single one of the mitzvahs that he did. He realized that he had ulterior, in his tremendous humility, he held that he had ulterior motives in every mitzvah that he did. And he found himself orum in a mitzvah. He found himself bereft of any mitzvahs. There were no mitzvahs that he had done, according to his opinion, that he had done the way it should be done, without any ulterior motives. Until we remember that there's a mitzvah of Bris Mila. What? At least the Bris Mila was performed upon him.
That's why he didn't have to worry about it, because
he was so young, there was no ulterior motive. Right, and he was too young to have ulterior motives, as some says. He was too young to have an ulterior motive. That he was machazik himself. He was able to strengthen himself, the fact that he has this mitzvah of Bris Mila, and he's saying Lamanatzeach al Hashminis. Says Chassam Sofer, this is what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says that a person is allowed to have a little bit of arrogance, that means that a person has the is allowed to be mechazik themselves with the fact that they have a Bris Mila, that they did a mitzvah without any ulterior motives. That's called Shminisha b'Shminis. Why? Because Bris Mila is the eighth mitzvah, because it was the first mitzvah that was given to Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu already had seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Avraham Avinu had seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, so then Bris Mila was given to him, so that was the eighth mitzvah, and it's performed on the eighth day, so it's the Shmini Shabishminis. It's the eighth mitzvah that's performed on the eighth day. A person, what kind of gaiva can a person have? Shmini Shabishminis, that guy, man, that I have, I'm the bearer of a mitzvah that was performed without any ulterior motives. That's the only guy a person can have. Yeah.
It's only the men who have ulterior
right? They don't need this. They're pure. Huh? That's what I was about to say. I'm a kulam tzaddikim. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the Baal HaTurim, says on Miyalalanu Hashemayma, that it's Rosh HaTevis, that it's Rosh HaTevis Mila. Because Chazal say, on Loiba Hashemayami, Chazal say that when it says in the Pasuk that the Torah is not in heaven, says the Gemara that you won't find the Torah, like Timtse as a Torah, but me Shemagbiya Atzmai Adla Hashemayim. You won't find the Torah by someone who's a Baal Gaiva, as someone who raises himself to the heavens. So mi yalavanu hashemayma is telling us what type of gaiva is okay? Mila. It's a remez in the Rosh HaTevis that the type of gaiva that's okay is the shmini shebishminis, which is the mitzvah of bris mila. Now, I'd like to suggest that according to this, you can understand another Gemara. The Gemara says that we find three expressions of humility in Tanakh. One is by Avraham Avinu. First is by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu says, "Anochi of ve'efer, I'm dust and ashes." Tremendous expression of humility. And then we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Menachnu mo." I am nothing. And then we find by David HaMelech, in Tehillim it says, Anochi telas ulo yish. I'm a worm, not a man. These three expressions the Gemara brings. The Gemara says that these are the three expressions that we find. It says the Gemara that out of these three, the greatest expression of humility out of these three is the one of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Ofar ve'efer is something. A telas, a worm, is also something. Nachumma means I'm nothing. That's the greatest expression of amun, of anav. The second to greatest is that of Avraham Avinu. Anochi ofar ve'efer, I'm dust and ashes. I'm not even a living creature. And the third to greatest is David HaMelech, who says, Anochi telas ulayish, I'm a worm. It's already a Baal Chai. So, the Sforim say that that's why it says, Chazal say that, Ma'oid, Ma'oid, Havesh Faruach. Chazal don't just say, Havesh Faruach, a person should be humble. Ma'oid, Ma'oid, Havesh Faruach, because Ma'oid is Rosh HaTevis, Moshe, Avram, David. Those are the three people that expressed humility. Ma'oid ma'oid avei shvaruach. A person should be a shvaruach. A person should be humble on one of those three levels of either Moshe, Avram, or David. And in that order, right? In that order, Moshe was the most humble, and then Avram and David. So perhaps, according to the Chassam Sofer that we learned, we could understand that why they each had that specific level of humility. David HaMelech, the toilas, the fact that he held himself at least like a worm, represents that he had that shminis of shminis. Why? Because David HaMelech had a bris mila on the eighth day. So, like he said, l'manatzeach al shminis. He was mechazik himself with the fact that he had a bris mila without any ulterior motives. Avraham Avinu couldn't be mechazik himself with that. Because he had his bris mila when he was 99 years old. So he couldn't be mechazik himself that he had a mitzvah without any ulterior motives. But at least he had a bris mila. So he was at least mechazik. What?
Greater than 99, no?
But the greatness of David HaMelech, the whole greatness was that he was so young that he couldn't have ulterior motives. Nothing Avraham Avinu did. Chas v'shalom. But at least in a humble person's eyes, it always seems that they never do enough. But at least he had a bris mila. So it wasn't a toilas, but it was off of a efer. Moshe Rabbeinu was noilad mohu. Moshe Rabbeinu was born circumcised. He never had a bris mila b'chol. So he was, it was totally nachnuma, nothing. Mamash gunished. Part of it, yeah. Now, according to all this, you could say it like this. So, before a person, we're holding Mashman Esrei right now, so before a person can ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for their needs, so before a person even begins, a person needs to understand, before a person even approaches the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, a person needs to know their lowly status. A person needs to, it's a Chazal say, "Ein oindim lizbal elam tach kovid rosh." One is not allowed to start davening only with kovid rosh. Rashi says kovid rosh means hachnoah. It's humility. A person needs to know their lowly erech in contrast to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A person is mamash nothing. But in order to do that, one needs das. A person can't understand their true erech without das. A person who has gaiva is a person without das. So the first thing we ask for, as we're beginning to daven, ato chenin the yodim das. You give a person das. Give me das. Let me understand who I am. As soon as a person is given das, the person feels very, very small. And the person realizes their shortcomings. So immediately the person asks, help me do tshuva. I'm so small. I'm so nothing. Help me do tshuva. Slach lano avinu kachatanu. Forgive me for my avarice, for my shortcomings. While a person is in that state of such tremendous humility, because the person understands mi et erkoi, the person understands how small they are, at that point we say to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Re'eino b'anyenu, please look at my humility. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam loves humility. The Pasuk says, Eshkoi nezdak, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, I dwell with the humble. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam loves humility. You know, there's a Pasuk in Parshas Baloscha, when Miriam and Aharon were talking Lashon Hara against Moshe. So the Pasuk says, Tadava Miriam Aharon b'Moshe. Miriam Aharon spoke against Moshe. Oydus ha'uish ha'kushus ha'shalokach. Kish ha'kushus lokach. About this, about his wife, that he separated from his wife. V'yomru ha'rakach b'Moshe d'bir Hashem. Did Hashem only speak to Moshe? Ha'ligam b'anru d'bir Hashem spoke to us also. V'yish ma'Hashem, Hashem was listening. V'yish Moshe anav ma'id m'kol adam ha'shal p'nei adam. And the Moshe was the most humble person upon the face of the earth. And all the Mefarshim ask, what's this pasuk doing here? So perhaps the pasuk is coming to answer Gevaldik Akasha. What were Miriam and Aharon thinking? They knew that Rebbeinu Shel Olam loved Moshe. He gave the Torah through Moshe. That he speaks to Moshe speaks to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on a regular basis. That Rebbeinu Shel Olam chose Moshe as the leader of Klal Yisrael. they know that the Rebbe Shalom loves Moshe. What are they doing? Why are they talking against Moshe? So the pasuk explains that, and this perhaps are even the words of Aharon and Moshe, of Aharon and Miriam. We know that Rebbe Shalom loves Moshe. We know why Rebbe Shalom loves Moshe, because he's so humble. That's why Rebbe Shalom loves Moshe. It's not because he's perfect. You know why Rebbe Shalom loves Moshe? Because Ish Moshe and Moshe, we call it the Moshe up in Adam, because he's the most humble person on the face of the earth. That Rebbe Shalom loves humility. So Rebbe Shalom, while we're going through this process, where I've asked you for das, and now I understand how small I am, and I'm asking you, therefore, look at my humility. And then, but when a person is so humble, when a person feels so small, a person doesn't have the ability to ask the Rebbe Shalom for their needs. Who am I to ask the Rebbe Shalom for my needs? So in order to go on, I need to ask the Rebbe Shalom to heal my broken heart. Refa'inu Hashem v'nei Refa'in. Rebbeinu Shalom, heal me. Give me some chizik, something to stand on so I can open my mouth. And that is why Chazal say that this coincides with the Shminis. This coincides with Bris Milah. How is a person supposed to get chizik? With the mitzvah that we have that was done without ulterior motives. That's how we're supposed to get chizik. Refa'inu Hashem, this Bakasha, we're asking the Rebbeinu Shalom to heal our broken heart so that we should be able to ask for our needs. This is the Shminis. It's the eighth bracha. Because here is where we need the Shminis Shiva Shminis. Perhaps because of this, we say Hashem's name by all the other brachas. I don't think we mention Hashem's name at the beginning of the bracha. Hashivenu avinu l'sarasacho, slach lanu avinu kichotanu, re'inu banyenu, refa'enu Hashem v'nei rofe, refa'enu havaya v'nei rofe. Why do we say Hashem's name? If you look into in Parshas Lech Lecha, before the Rebbeinu Shalom gives Avraham Avinu the mitzvah of Bris Milah, Hashem says to him, Vayi Avram ben Tishim Shana v'sei Shoshanim. Avram was 99 years old. Vayir Hashem al Avram. Hashem appeared to Avram v'yemer Eilov. Ani Kel Shakai. I am Kel Shakai. Hishalach lefana v'yesam. Walk before me and be whole. And then Hashem gives him the mitzvah of Bris Milah. So Hashem uses the name Kel Shakai. Not Havaya. It doesn't say Ani Hashem. It says Ani Kel Shaka. Why does the Rebbeinu Shalom use this name? Perhaps the reason is because Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, represents Hashem's essence. It represents the Rebbeinu Shalom that is infinite, that fills all the worlds and surrounds all the worlds. Mamalei kolam and v'soviv kolam and leis asar panim v'nei. There's no place void of Hashem's presence. It's the overwhelming presence of the infinite Rebbeinu Shalom. In that presence, we're absolutely nothing. The mitzvah of Bris Milah, as mentioned, is to give the person a sense of chizik, of self, of shminis shabashminis. the name Kel Shakai is the name of the Rabbeinu Shlom, where the Rabbeinu Shlom says, die. It represents the name that the Rabbeinu Shlom uses to create Tzimtzum, where the Rabbeinu Shlom Kivyochol contracts himself so that the world can exist. It is the concept of the Shmini Shebishminis. It gives the person a certain sense of self. So before the Rabbeinu Shlom gave Avraham Avinu the mitzvah of Mila, which is that mitzvah that will give a Yid that little bit of chizik that a Yid needs to have, the Rabbeinu Shlom doesn't use the Shem Havai. The Rabbeinu Shlom uses the name Kel Shakai. I am Kel Shakai. I'm going to give you room. I want you to know that you're special and that you're, and that I want you to be able to stand before me, to be able to daven before me, and to say words before me. I want you to feel a sense of importance. Ani Kel Shakai. I made room for you. And now, make a bris mila. That's the introduction to bris mila. Shem Havaya, there's no room for anything. It's the tremendous presence of the infinite Rabbeinu Shlom. Now in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael had fallen to Memte Shari Tum. How do people fall to such a low level? Perhaps the reason is because of gaiva, because of arrogance. The pasuk is a pasuk that supports this. The pasuk says, "Vnei Yisrael paru vayishritzu vayirvu vayatzmu b'moid moid." Instead of Ma'oid ma'oid aveshval ruach. Instead of observing the Mishnah that says ma'oid ma'oid aveshval ruach, a person should be very, very humble. By them it was vayirbu vayatzmu b'ma'oid ma'oid. They increased and made themselves greater b'ma'oid ma'oid. Very, very much. It was the exact opposite of anav. It was tremendous gaiva. And when the problem with a Baal Gaiva is that a Baal Gaiva never realizes that they're making mistakes. A Baal Gaiva is always right. A Baal Gaiva can't do tshuva because they never realize their wrongdoings. They're always justifying themselves. Huh? So that's how a person falls in Memta Shari Tum. If a person can never do tshuva, if a person is always justifying themselves, a person ends up in Memta Shari Tum. And this is why the Arizal says that in Mitzrayim, Das was in Golus. Because we mentioned before that the beginning of Shemen Esrei is Atochen Ed Olam Das. Rebbeinu Shlom, give me the Das. What is Das? Das is to understand Miut Erki. Das, real Das, is to understand how small I am. And when a person who is a Baal Gaiva, it's simply not a Bar Das. Because a Bar Das understands who they truly are.
So then we'll try and empower him with the
Pilgrim. Okay. This week's after, Aniyah, right. Aniyah, I was saying last week's after. Maybe I said last week's after, this week's after last week. Leah Uri Vani Azizini. Yeah, he was the epitome of God. So the Ariel says Das wasn't Golos. And when we came out of Mitzrayim, Das came out of Mitzrayim. We were able to realize Miat Arkenu, our lowly status of who we really are. In the presence of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was definitely a person who had tremendous das. The Sforim say Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Das of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Shem Havaya. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Ma'oid Mekol Olam Hashapnei Adam. Because the more a person is masig, the more a person grasps godless abayre, the more a person understands Hashem's greatness, the lower a person knows, the less the person thinks of themselves. So Matthias. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the one that grasped the Rabbeinu Shloilam on the greatest level possible, he was the most humble person upon the face of the earth. They go hand in hand. But at the end of last week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu finds some self to the point that he's able to raise himself to challenge the Rabbeinu Shloilam. How can you have done? How did you make it worse for this nation? And it was a result of Moshe Rabbeinu's tremendous Ahavas Yisrael. When he saw that it was so difficult for Klal Yisrael, he was able to raise himself out of that tremendous humility that only Moshe Rabbeinu had. He was able to say to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Lom Haru Yoyis Olam Hazeh. And perhaps this is because Kel Shakai, the name Kel Shakai, which Hashem's name, which represents the Rabbi Yisrael giving room for others, the gematria of Kel Shakai, Kel is 31, Shakai is Shin is 300, that's 331, Dalet is another 4, that's 335, and Yud is another 10, that's 345, is the same as Moshe. Moshe had within his name Kel Shakai, that ability that despite his humility and despite the fact that he was Das and he had access to Havaya, he still had within himself Kel Shakai, that he was able to raise himself to the point that he was able to challenge the Divine Shalom. Das, yeah. But the Rabbeinu Shlom answers the beginning of this week's parasha. The Rabbeinu Shlom answers Moshe, and Rashi says Hashem says to Moshe, "Chaval al da'avdam ala mishtakchen. Woe is to me that those that used to be no longer exist." And Hashem says to Moshe, "Va'ero el Avram el Yitzchak v'el Yaakov b'keil shakai u'shmi havaya loy noidati." I appeared to Avram and Yitzchak Yaakov using Kel Shakai. I wasn't known to them with my Shem Havaya. They had every reason to be Balei Gaiva. They had every reason to realize their self-importance because I only used Kel Shakai. I never used Havaya. And you know something else? V'gam ha-kemoisi es brisi etam. They also had a bris milah. They also had another reason to be Balei Gaiva. They had another reason to have a Shemitah Shem Shemitah. Not only did I appear to them with Kel Shakai, but V'gavah Kimoisi is Brisi Yitam. And you? You know Havaya. You didn't have a Bris Mila. And you have you're able to raise yourself to challenge me. Chaval al da'avdam al mishtak. Huh? Does it say that? No, it says that Yitzchak mauled Yaakov and not Esau. No? I think so. Now, it says that Rabbi Yisrael and Tamoisha, reason why Klal Yisrael is such on a, and is on such a low level is because of their gaiva. Because why Yibu v'yatzvu v'void void. It's because they also only know Kel Shakai. L'chein, therefore, emor l'vnei Yisrael ani havaya. It's time to tell v'nei Yisrael ani havaya. Once they know ani havaya, they will feel small. And then v'hitzesi, v'hitzalti, v'go'alti v'lakachti. Once they know havaya, once they start understanding a little bit of Galus Abayre, their das will come out of Galus, and they'll be able to come out of Mitzrayim. Their gaiva will fall away. So that's why we ask, Refa'enu havaya v'neidafi. It's because, Rebbein Shlom, we asked you for das, and you gave us das. So to be able to grasp a little bit of your greatness. And that's why Hashiveinu, and that's why Slachlanu, and that's why Re'inu v'neinu. But Rebbein Shlom, Refa'enu havaya. Because of this level of havaya, we're asking you, Refa'enu. We need to heal that broken heart. If not, we can't even open our mouths. Refa'enu, and the same thing, Vinerafe and Refa'enu are the same letters. And the gematria of Refa'enu, right? Resh is 200, Fe is 80, that's 280, Aleph is 1, that's 281, Nun is 50, that's 331, Vav is another 6, 337. 337. If you add 8, Shminis, the bracha is, the 8th bracha is 345, which is Kael Shakai and Moshe. It is, if the Rebbeinu Shloim will heal us and give us, if we know Havaya, the Rebbeinu Shloim will heal the fact that we feel so small in the face of Havaya, the Rebbeinu Shloim will allow us Kael Shakai. That will be Vnei Rafe, that will be the Refuah, to allow us to open our mouths. There's so much talk nowadays of self-esteem and self-esteem and self-esteem, where people feel so lowly, people feel so small, people are so depressed. Everybody's trying to boost everyone. Gaiva is almost not even spoken about anymore. It's almost dangerous to talk about Gaiva. But the truth is that there is... it's unfortunately very widespread. As you said, we have the Avi Avos HaTumah now as the president. Gaiva Shebegaiva. It's not Russia. But it's grandized. It's repulsive. And we have to realize how small we are. There's no question. It's the Aleph Beis of Yiddishkeit. Eikav Anova Yiras Hashem. It's the Aleph Beis. You should know that I realized it so many times. If a person is busy with themselves, there's so many things that when a person takes themselves too seriously, they realize everything is up to them. It creates tremendous, tremendous anxiety. When a person realizes that that we're bottled to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and the person is able to say to Rebbeinu Shleilam, I'm bottled to your Ratzon, whatever you want, I'm doing. I will do. I'm a pawn in your hands. It removes tremendous pressure from the person's life. It's poshut. For our own tachlis, for our own peace of mind, it's kedai to be bottled to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And that's true Yetzias Mitzrayim. True Yetzias Mitzrayim is that das, that we're totally bottled to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The Eibshter Helfen, we should be zoiche, the true of, in the merit of Anova, Kimeitze Yisenem Yeretz Mitzrayim, Yerenu Nefloiz, Bevias Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'meirav Yomei Amen.
Thank you.